Then I can announce Fairhope's Volunteer Fire Department Chief, Chris Ellis. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lori.
Joining us the third Thursday of each month, and we were just commenting off air. It seems like you were here last week. Time is just flying.
It's moving right along this year.
I guess because of the holidays.
That's right.
And isn't that normally a busier time for y'all when we get into cooler weather in the holidays? Or
it varies, but it's become pretty steady recently.
Okay. Well, you enjoy, and we all enjoy, hearing the call statistics, the number of calls that you receive and the type of calls. So you want to start off with that?
Sure. In October, we had one structure fire, one vehicle fire, 28 EMS motor vehicle accidents, and 66 false or miscellaneous runs. Those are the, like, gas leaks, fire alarm activations, anytime a medical helicopter lands, those are classified under there.
Okay.
Just anything that doesn't fit into the other categories, for a total of 96 calls.
And that's about right.
That's
around average. 90 to 100.
90
is your
to 100
average?
Right now is where we're holding. So
okay.
The last couple of months have been a little slower. It was a nice break,
that's
but
good.
Things have been picking up again.
Plus October, you were busy going to the elementary schools Safety Month.
Yep, we went to all the schools and taught the kindergarten through third graders about fire safety, and that's always a fun time for us.
It was. I saw the pictures on your Facebook page, and I can remember when my boys were little, coming home with the fire hat.
That's right. That's right.
I think a badge or something. They were always just thrilled and would remind me, Mom, what's our plan? What's our evacuation? What's our plan?
Yep. Very important to have. Very important to have.
So that's wonderful that y'all do that. Well, what else is going on? I'm opening your Facebook page now, which I should have done before the interview started. We encourage everyone to like the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook if you don't already. You've been doing a spotlight on your members, is that correct?
That's correct. And it's taken a little bit of we took a few weeks off, but now we're getting back into it. And we're just showing everyone who's a member of the fire department. And a little bit about them.
Okay. And are you going to do a barbecue fundraiser again coming up? I guess it will be next year now.
We're working on the plans right now. Nothing solid as for like a date, but we are looking at it and trying to move forward with that.
Okay.
Sure.
Wait, I forget what it was called now, but it was a barbecue cook-off.
Yes, the barbecue cook-off.
That y'all done in the past, and
yep.
Very well attended. Lots of folks wanting to show their culinary skills on the grill. And I hope that happens. You think it will?
I'm hoping. Everything right now suggests that it will.
Okay, good. I'm looking at the page, and I see where earlier in the month you assisted the Magnolia Springs Fire Department with a structure fire. That happens quite often. And are those assist calls part of your miscellaneous?
No, those are actually under the structure fires.
Okay.
Because we'll go, it's a building fire, so mm-hmm. that's counted as that.
I see. What happened in this case?
We sent they had a structure fire in Magnolia Springs area, and we sent one of our engines and a crew to help with the fire control. And that, like you said, that's fairly common. That's mm-hmm. something actually all the departments throughout Baldwin County do. We all help each other as needed. I know a lot of folks will see, just specifically for us, if we get a structure fire in town, you'll see at least an engine from Daphne coming. Then Barnwell Fire, Magnolia Springs Fire, Silver Hill Fire may come to help us as well, depending on what side of the city it's on.
Right, right. So, and yeah, we see that happen occasionally.
It's quite, like I was saying, quite common for us to for
yes.
that to happen. We all help each other. Nobody can do it all.
That's right, and that support is essential, as you
it
said.
It is.
And most of y'all are all, well, Magnolia Springs is volunteer. What else?
There's, out of 37 departments, there's 6 that are career.
In Baldwin County?
In Baldwin County.
Really?
Yep.
That's an interesting figure. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've mentioned before. Yep.
The Bay Minette, Daphne, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Foley, and I think there's one other, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Right off the top of my head, but those were the big 5 were those. But everyone else is volunteer.
And
so.
You might get tired of me asking this question. I ask it every single time.
You have to ask it every time.
Because newcomers especially want to know. It's like, what the heck? Why does Fair Hope have a volunteer fire department? Are we protected?
Absolutely. We've got 45 to 50 members right now. We just got 4 new folks in, and we're currently training them. But we've got 4 fire stations strategically located throughout the area, and our response times are good. Trainings, we're always training, doing something, and so there's really at this point no need to for a career department. Most folks don't realize until the trucks pull up that we are career. That we are volunteer.
Right, that we're not career.
Right, that we're not career. Mm-hmm. Folks, that's what we it helps, but it hurts because it just shows that we're providing the correct level of service.
But the city does provide funding,
absolutely,
facilities, fire trucks, land,
yep,
et cetera. So you're not just out there on your own.
No, we have great cooperation with the city, and great support from the city. Like you said, they give us a budget each year, and they take care of us. And then we also get a portion of an ad valorem tax that goes to all the fire departments in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And we send out we do different fundraisers like the barbecue cook-off, and our big one is the our fund drive letter that happens each year, and just lets folks know what we've done over the past year. And
doesn't that come out? What, January, February?
That'll come out February, March.
Okay.
It takes once things get started in January. It takes a couple of weeks to get things going, and then get it off to the printer.
And I still maintain that the sense of volunteerism and dedication is usually a bit stronger and loyal than if you had to be there to go to work. I mean, it's almost, you know
it
what I'm
is,
saying? It's
it
like
is.
You have a fraternity,
absolutely,
and a fellowship,
absolutely,
that you want to give to your community.
That's, yes, absolutely.
And we see that, you know, all the time in the department. You recently had a Boston butt sale, a fundraiser, to raise money for your fallen brothers and sisters and families in need. Tell us about that, and at least Mark, that works with me, wants to know if you're going to have one again. He said they were yummy, but he didn't share.
That was just something our guys felt that we needed to do for the families that of the past firefighters, retired firefighters that may have lost a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it together, and we sold 192 Boston butts.
See, I told you needed to do it again.
And we're already wow. We're already making plans for next year's. But it was a very big success. Thank you to everyone who purchased one and supported us in that.
You don't have to wait in a year anymore. You can do that sooner. We could make Boston butt the new
That's
thing
right.
for Thanksgiving.
That's right.
All right. What else would you like us to know that we haven't covered yet? You mentioned training earlier. I'm not sure if folks realize that in addition to local training at your fire facility out on Thompson Hall Road, y'all travel, you do regional, state, and national training as well, don't you?
That's correct. That's correct. We send our firefighters to the Alabama Fire College, mm-hmm, in Tuscaloosa, but we also send them like you mentioned, all around the nation, if they find a class that they're interested in, and it would benefit our knowledge and this benefit the city. So,
are you still doing the Explorer program for youth, or did
yes, we are.
Okay, good.
Yep, the Explorer program is it's termed Learning for Life. It's a program through the Boy Scouts, or in association with the Boy Scouts. It's for teenagers 14 out of the 8th grade through really 21, but at 18 you can join the fire department, and it just teaches them about firefighting, teaches them about being responsible, teamwork, things like that. It's been a very good program for us. We've had over 100 kids in the past 10 years. The program's about 12 years old now.
How many do you think move on to actually become a firefighter? I know of
many,
at least one.
Many. Very many. A lot.
Good.
Our program has, of our current members, we have 12 or 13 fire officers that in the leadership that and out of that, probably 10 of them came up through the Explorer program. They started as explorers, have been here that long, and now are leaders and officers in the fire department itself.
So, for people listening that may have kids or grandkids in that age group, are you taking new members?
Absolutely.
And what should they do?
Contact, just give us a call at 233-5181.
233-5181.
And then they train on Wednesday nights at Fire Station 2 on Thompson Hall Road at 6 o'clock. So if they're interested, they can show up there as well.
Very good. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis giving us the monthly update, the third Thursday of each month.